Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got Luke Valvona. Luke Valvona here. Good afternoon, Luke.
Hello. Lovely to be here.
I will get your name right one of these days. AKA Baron Fortitude.
That's right.
What have you got to tell us about?
Well, I'm going to be performing soon at the Vectis Radio Introduces a Night of Music and Entertainment.
You are, yes.
That's our fundraiser.
It's our fundraiser for the year.
That's on Friday week.
Yeah, 10th of October.
Here at the Riverside Centre.
Yes, and it's not just me. It's other fantastic acts such as Ben Stubbs, Ruby, Paul Armfield.
And Blackfoot Daisy.
Yes. We've got an interview with Ruby later on and with Blackfoot Daisy later on. But you are... your act is a Victorian rapper, which is a fascinating act. I've seen it a couple of times. It's absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
And
because,
different.
Because it's so different.
Yeah.
And you've got good diction anyway, but you sort of step it up a notch when you do the Victorian rap. I think it's just superb.
Thank you. I do an awful lot of research for my raps to try and make everything as historically accurate as possible.
Mm. Well, I mean, but anybody who can write a rap, whether it should be a scone or a scone, is a genius in my book. I mean, that's something else. What gives you the inspiration for these raps?
I do read a lot about sort of Victorian.
Okay.
Stuff, you know, and things that just sort of pop into my head and think this would be quite funny to juxtapose the Victorian perspective and the modern perspective.
Yes.
And claim, of course, that the Victorian perspective is the superior.
But of course.
Of course it is. Why would we ever think differently?
Mm.
The Victorians, just think a minute. Arrogance is the wrong word, but they were certain they were right about absolutely everything.
Well, yeah.
Back in those days, and they probably were, to be fair.
Mm.
To look at it the way you do, I think it's quite special.
Yeah, there's so many things about, like, the Victorian science, and how it sort of dispersed among the masses. So even. Say, in the coldest winters, every Victorian house would have two windows open to let a through draft through so they didn't suffocate.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, you know.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Trying to work out how to get that into a rap now.
I'm sure you'll find a way.
I don't know, it's going to have to go down something like a weather forecast route or something, maybe. Anyway.
Yeah.
but so you're doing that and... you've got some other things coming up, haven't you, as
you
well?
You have. What else have you got coming up?
Tonight,
yes.
I also run the Isle of Wight School of Comedy.
Oh, right.
I'm trialling at the department in Ryde.
Oh, right, yes. Yep.
And I'm doing a free class at 7 p.m. till 9 p.m.
Okay.
So if anyone wants to come along, just curious or... you know, actually wants to do comedy or just wants to,
find out more,
learn some creative techniques that can be used for writing or just anything, basically.
So are you looking at people who might want to perform comedy or people who want to write comedy for somebody else?
Yeah, absolutely anything. Like, I mean, if you're looking to do some stand-up, I'm a good place to start.
I couldn't do it, but...
I disagree. I think anyone can do it. You just
really?
Have to... You know, you just have to be prepared and find out what you want to say.
Okay.
It's not necessarily... It doesn't correspond to, like, the funniest person in your friend group will be the best stand-up comedian. It might be the quietest person because they're thinking more.
That's really interesting.
I haven't come
across that idea before. Because normally you see... professional comedians who do stand up and you think that's amazing, how have you got to that?
Yeah,
it's something you can actually teach people.
Yeah absolutely. I mean, I've met an awful lot of big name stand up comedians and very few of them are exactly the same off stage as they are on stage.
No,
That I would be certain of that, yeah, because it is an act at the end of the day. Yeah. You're not taking on a persona.
Mm. I mean, it's usually like a sort of heightened version of your own persona.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's tonight, you're doing a free one. How often do they run?
They run every week, and normally we run at Ride Social Club. We'll see how the department ones go. If I get plenty of people turning up, then we'll perhaps carry on there.
Fair enough,
if not, we'll...
So
I'll make a decision after tonight on what my next week's venue is going to be.
So these schools of comedy, do people actually stand up and do some of their material?
Yeah, so we start off, we do some warm-ups, we do some exercises, we do a little bit of improv, which is sort of learning how to come up with dialogue on the fly, sort of thing. Although I'm not expecting people to then do that on stage necessarily.
No, that's quite a skill.
Yeah. But anyone can do it. I mean, we're doing improv right now. It's not like we've got a script for this. But you know roughly what you want to say, and then you just find the words to make that sentence manifest itself.
So after you've done that today, what's happening on Thursday?
So on Thursday at the Wheat Sheaf in Newport, we've got our Ballyrags Comedy Club Raw Comedy Hot Food.
All right.
Tickets are available at ballyrags.com for £12.50, various deals online. And we've got a special offer with a meal and a drink for £15 as well.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
So what happens there?
So this is a stand-up show, and we're getting some of the best stand-ups over from the South Coast, as well as a few Isle of Wight comedians as well. We've got, Martin Bonner here, who's also going to be performing at this Vectis Radio.
No, I haven't actually seen him perform for a while, so I'd be interested to see that.
We had him last month at our Ocean View Hotel gig with Tony Law, and he went down really well.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that's good to know. Well done, Martin, if you're listening. He did a set for us at a fundraiser a few years ago now, and it was good. I can't give you that. It was good because I know the guy, and I thought, I don't know what this is going to be like, and it was a big surprise.
He was very, very good.
Very, very good. And that didn't mean I doubted him, but as you say, when people are on stage, they're a different person from the one you chat to on another occasion. Okay, and now, I notice you also got a flyer for
a pantomime.
A pantomime.
That's right. Yes. Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh,
slap my thigh.
We're doing Treasure Islands, the pantomime at the Key Arts Centre from the 27th to the 30th of November. Quite early.
Yes.
Just before pantomime season typically kicks off.
Yeah, but might as well get in early.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Get everybody in the Christmas mood.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, there's no rules about this. They're traditionally at Christmas, but we know the strollers do one in March.
February,
March, isn't it?
Well, traditionally pantomime season is sort of December to February.
Yeah.
Just before.
December. Is this a particular version of Treasure Island?
It's a family show. It's a pantomime. There's a lot of jokes.
Is Baron Fortitude in it?
Baron Fortitude is in it. Yes, I am in it as well as Proud Mary.
Oh, right.
Who's playing the panto dame?
Right, as she would.
So that all those details will be on the Key Arts website.
You can get your tickets at Key Arts.
Well, I fancy a dose of that. Maybe we'll get some tickets for that.
You never know.
Not too distant future. And what else you got coming up?
We've just finished at the at Foo Bar, unfortunately.
Yes, Foo Bar's closed now, isn't it?
Down now. But our new venue, just round the corner, is the Royal Esplanade Hotel.
Right.
Oh, I know it, yes.
Yeah, so we're going to continue our third Thursdays of the month there. And the upcoming one for next month is the 16th of October, and we've got Pat Smith headlining. And Pat Smith is well known on social media.
Oh, right.
On TikTok and Instagram.
Okay. You heard of him, Leisha? Like Pat Smith, you're a TikTok fan.
I don't think I have. I have to check him out.
Yeah.
So, yes. And it's going to be hosted by Luke Lamont, and with support from some of the finest South Coast comedians.
All right, we should fund them.
See, I like a bit of comedy. We haven't been for a while, no. And that's our fault, not because it's not been there, but we've just been otherwise occupied. But we do like a bit of stand-up comedy, and we like to see some of these people you've not heard of before. Some of them you're going to like.
Yeah.
And some of them you're not, but you know, you pay your money and not everything's going to be to your set. It's not like you're going to a fixed kind of show. You, with a lot of stand-up, you don't know what you're going
to
get.
Well, we're quite careful to like watch clips of every comedian before that, so we have evidence that they have made people laugh.
I'm sure. Oh,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
you're going to have fun making me laugh, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the things about comedy is occasionally you will do your material and it will raise the roof, and occasionally you'll do the same material and you'll feel like, oh, nobody found that funny at all.
Thank you. Where's the car?
And occasionally, when you think nobody's found it funny at all, people will come up to you afterwards and say, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And say, well, why weren't you laughing then?
Couldn't tell from up here. No.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's
perhaps
it's
they were really laughing on the inside.
Yeah, I mean, I find that a lot with musical comedy, where I do musical comedy, is sometimes people stifle their laughs because they don't want to miss anything.
Yeah.
Well, that's that's
there
true.
Is
because,
that, yes.
Yeah, there's a depth to it if you don't want to miss the sort of nuances of it. So having a good old belly laugh halfway through. Yeah, okay, I'll get that.
My answer is you should laugh now and buy the album so you can listen later.
Yes.
Good point.
Good point.
Okay, so
tonight is the comedy club.
Yep.
No, yes,
tonight
the
is the School of Comedy.
Yep.
Yes, come along if you want to learn comedy. It's free at the department in Ryde.
That's right, on the bend,
7 p.m.
It?
Yeah, it's by the bus stop at the top of Union Street.
Yeah,
I know the one you mean, yeah. And then we've got Friday week, we've got our own fundraiser, which is, if you want tickets for that, £15, there's a cash bar and free parking.
Yep.
And go to
Ticketsource.co.uk,
search for Vectis Radio. It's the only one that's Vectis Radio running on Ticketsource, so you can't go wrong there.
Yeah.
And then get your tickets. And hopefully we'll make a few quid to keep the station on the air.
Yes.
With the help of your generous donation of time as well.
Yes. I hope everybody listening has taken note of all this information.
Yes,
they will. This will all be on our podcast, which will go out tomorrow as well.
Get your paper and pens out.
And we'll send you a link to it anyway, so you can do with it as you wish.
We've got School of Comedy, you've got the fundraiser, we've got Treasure Island in November, and you've got some more comedy coming at the Ballyrags, which there's quite a lot of Ballyrags content on social media you can take a look at, see when things are happening. Pops up on my timeline quite a lot, that one.
Oh, good. It's good to know that it's working.
Yeah. So, excellent. Well, thank you for all you do. I mean, we are spoiled with this island for entertainment. And, and people like yourself who put the hours in to make it good entertainment, we're very grateful for that.
Oh, thank you very much.
And we'll see you Friday week.
Yes, and looking forward to
spread
it.
Spread the word amongst your followers as well, if you would, please, because we could do a few more tickets being sold.
Yep.
That'd be helpful. Put it out on your social media. Come and see me doing whatever it is you're going to do on that day.
And Martin,
yes. Be interesting. Okay, thank you very much, Luke, for coming
in. You're very welcome.
And we'll see you soon.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.